Then we drifted into helium, and I explained that most it's inert gas, and Alice queried that, but I'm right there, aren't I, Miles?
Absolutely right.
Yes, and it's got no other uses apart from making your voice go high and filling up balloons, so why do we bother? And it can only be produced by the sun, and there must be helium mines on the sun. Now, you're ringing in to cause trouble, I think. Go on, Miles.
Probably could cause trouble. There may be helium mines on the sun, but one of the things that you don't find it in the atmosphere, because it is so light, it just drifts off into space.
I thought that was Kiss FM.
Yes. Yeah. As well, yes.
Yeah. And so where does it come from?
The trick is to catch it on its way from the core of the Earth, where it's being generated all the time.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard. How do they do that?
You don't have to do it. You just know that it goes on.
Yeah, but I mean, when you go to a shop and you get your birthday balloons and they've got those canisters,
they get it from the cylinder and they don't care where the cylinder comes from.
Well, the core of the Earth?
It's trapped along with a lot of natural gas, mainly in North America.
Mm.
So when the guys there are extracting natural gas to run gas-fired power stations and all that kind of stuff that they do and cook on and so on, at close to the wellhead, you can extract all the stuff that you can burn and sell, and there's a small bit that's left over, which contains a lot of helium. And using enough high pressures and cold temperatures and so on, you can distill it.
But isn't this an awful long way to go so we can make our voices go higher and have party balloons?
Well, it is such fun to sound like this.
No, don't. You're talking to me now.
I'm aware of that.
But
it's such fun that people are prepared to pay a fairly high price for it. If you have any idea, when you're paying, what do you pay, £4 for a helium-filled balloon?
It's one of the few bills I never query. Whatever it costs,
and
that's
how
enough.
How many balloons you can get out of one of those cylinders, I don't know, but it's probably thousands.
Is it finite? Are we going to run out of helium?
No, I think it regenerates all the time, but probably the easy ways of getting it will run out at the same speed as running out of natural gas, which is 50-100 years away.
When I said, Miles, there are helium mines on the sun, and I know sometimes I say things and think, wow, that's a tremendous sentence, if only it meant something.
If only it meant something, but it would probably melt the balloons, wouldn't it?
But they could, technically, I mean, I know we need a really special suit, but technically, we could mine the sun for helium.
What kind of suit are we talking about that Jonathan Ross would wear?
I don't know, something made out of a really strong leather, with a window at the front, but you could, in theory, mine the sun for helium.
Yes, but don't forget the sun's gravity is very strong, and the cost of actually dragging it away from the sun and back.
You're turning your argument around. What did I say to you? I said, I don't care how much it costs. We don't care.
You could also use nuclear power stations, because they produce a bit of helium. That's not particularly...
Tony Blair is in a pretty strong position as Prime Minister at the moment, despite all the problems and everything else.
And he could mount a mission to rescue some helium.
I think the Tories could steal the march here, because if Andrew Lloyd Webber, the leader of the Conservative Party, who's the leader of Conservative, what's his name? Ian Story Moore could steal a march here. If he said, by the end of the decade, Britain will place a man on the sun, I think he could have some Kennedy-esque stature, there you go. By the end of the decade, this country will place a man on the sun, and he'll bring back loads of old helium. Then you're in there.